Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about how often you should reach out to clients once you've finished designing their website and you've delivered it. It's a pretty important question for a few reasons because, you know, I forget what the statistic is. Tim can probably correct me on this, but 80% of your income is going to come from 20% of your clients, you know. So basically people that you're already doing work for, it's going to be easier to get more work from them than building, you know, running down new customers and doing that kind of stuff because they already trust you. So it's important to, you know, communicate with these people over time. The question is, how often should you do it? You know, should I do it every week, every 2 weeks, every month, once a year? What it is going to depend on what you did for the clients and stuff, but we'll give you a couple of examples. Tim, I'm going to let you talk a little bit before I talk some more.
I just want to hit again on the trust factor. I could not agree more. Having your client trust you is so huge. And so being able to get additional revenue and do additional work for them, it's so much more likely than having to find a new client and gain their trust again to the point where they're paying you money. And so I guess to answer the question, how often should you reach out to clients once the website is done in terms of, you know, seeing if they need anything else, any changes, any new pages built, that sort of thing? I'm going to say it's going to depend on the client. I would say anywhere from 2 to 4 times a year. So twice a year, I think, for the clients that are maybe their website's not as like crucial for them. And then 4 times a year, so once a quarter for clients that maybe are a little more involved with their website. Again, you might, you know, your mileage may vary. If you might have a client that does e-commerce and they're needing monthly stuff, and so you kind of periodically reaching out like, you know, once or twice a month might be what they need. But I'd say in general, 2 to 4 times a month. What do you think, David?
Yeah. I think, if you have taken our course or you've heard about our course, we go over this. Recurring revenue is huge. You don't have to go out and get as many clients once you start building up your client base and you have a recurring revenue stream, which is, you know, backups, updates. You're doing some of the more technical aspects. If you've got them on a recurring, you know, maintenance agreement or a service agreement, you're going to be touching base with them almost monthly, probably 12 times a year. So that's always going to give you an opportunity to stay top of the mind with them for more work that they may need or ads they want to make to their website and stuff. For clients that are not under a maintenance or a service agreement, I agree with Tim. You're going to do it a minimum of at least 2 times a year, you know, if not 4 times a year, once a quarter. And that's mainly because you want to stay top of the mind, you know. Technology changes fast. Things are always, you know, new marketing strategies are happening. So you want to stay on top of that stuff, you know, reach out to them, let them know what's going on, send them helpful, useful articles that may generate work for you in the long run and stuff. So
yeah,
you answered it 2 to 4times a year.
One thing to add to that, you want to, in terms of what Dave was saying, staying top of mind, you want to be their web guy or their web girl in their mind so that you're proactively talking to them, whether it's monthly or 2 to 4 times a month, because chances are at some point they're going to meet someone else that does web design. Maybe it's their spouse's friend's husband or wife or whatnot that they meet at some barbecue, and they find out, oh, I do websites. Oh, well, I have a web guy, but I haven't talked to him in a year and a half. So I'd love for you to, you know, help us out and add some new pages to our site. And so you don't want that to happen. You want to be on top of it so that they're going to be like, oh yeah, I already have a web guy. He's really proactive. He reaches out to me, you know, we stay in touch, that sort of thing. And then also on the maintenance service side of things, if they're paying you yearly or twice a year, whatever, to maintain their site and do the backups, the all of the security, all those types of things, well, then you want to basically justify them spending that money. If you just come back once a year to renew and they don't hear from you, they're going to start to forget what they're paying you $1,500 a year for. And it's going to be, they're going to start putting those questions in their head that, you know, do I really need this? The website seems to be doing okay on its own. But if you're proactive, and again, they're thinking of you as their web person, their web guy, their web gal, well, then it's going to be just reinforcing the fact that their website's important. All the extra stuff you're doing for them, the backup security, those types of things are really important. Therefore, that $1,500 a year is a no-brainer.
All right. Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic for you. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.